sisters alone. Sing it loud and clear, sisters. Manifest his power as you have called upon him to do so. He is the healer. He is the one who does not tolerate contest. His power knows no impossibility. And when he speaks, no power can challenge his words. When he closes a door, no man can open that door. And when he has shut a door, no man can open. Let his power begin to move. And in the moving of that power, any incurable disease presented here, his power is melting them away. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. If you pray here tonight, and one way or the other your voice disappears and your miracle comes, you have made a very good bargain. Because that voice will come back. But tonight, the spirit of tonight's meeting is enough is enough. Many of us have suffered for too long. It is time to decide, no, I don't want to continue like this. So with that spirit of enough is enough, and with your voice louder than the person close to you, you will now sing this song. A lot of things will depend on how aggressively you sing this song now. Get yourself ready. Pass me not to gentle sin. Don't hear my humble cry. Why don't others not know me?
Jesus, 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 Jesus!
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Savior,
quieter than that, quieter than that.
Is going to do here in your life tonight. Begin to praise His holy and mighty name. Thank Him for what you know He's going to do here tonight in your life. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we praise. Now open your eyes, look around. Look at three people you think you like. Amen. Okay, face the first person. You pray for the person in this song, and the person will pray for you in the same song. Are you ready? Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise and your enemy be scattered. Yes. Tonight, tonight. Oh yes. Oh yes. Hallelujah. The third person. Let God arise and your enemy be scattered. Aha! Demascatter! Oh yes! Thank you for a wonderful evening, and we thank you for bringing us here by your power to this anointing service and prosperity night. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Before we came here, there was a word of prophecy concerning this meeting, that all your children that you are going to bring here tonight are going to be blessed. Lord, we thank you for that word of prophecy. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. And so tonight, let everyone receive the touch of heaven. Amen. Let impossible situations bow. Amen. Let stubborn situations disappear. Amen. Oh God, that answereth by fire. Answer your children here by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before you sit down, I'd like you to look for somebody you don't know. Introduce yourself to the person. Ask for his name, his address, where does he live? What is he doing here? Somebody you don't know. Where do you come from? Do you live in this place or where do you live? Jesus. Amen. May have your seat. God bless you. May have your seat. Amen. Tonight, by the special grace of God, we're looking at what I call dealing with the strangers. Dealing with the strangers. What is our topic? Dealing with the strangers. In Psalm 18, I want all of you to open to Psalm number 18 as we read from verse 44 to 45. It is important that you open to that place because we need to read it loud and clear. Psalm number 18, verse 44 to verse 45. Very powerful confession. Very powerful confession. Dealing with the strangers. Are we there? Are we ready? Okay, let's go. Soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. Can you read it again loud and clear, beloved? Can you read it authoritatively for the last time? A particular agent is identified in those two verses. The agent is called strangers. Now, open your Bible to the book of Daniel, chapter 2. Verse 22. Daniel 2:22. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Close places. That is, they are in hiding somewhere. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. Another very powerful scripture. It says, he revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. What a powerful scripture. He revealeth the deep and secret things. At least in this world, you have surface information. You also have very deep, deep, deep information. In this world, you have open information. You also have secret information. Only God can reveal the deep and secret things. There are some shallow information which will get you nowhere. But there's some information that is quite deep. Only God reveals such information. As soon as they hear of me, he says, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Say, the strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Close places means hidden places where they don't want you to know they are there. Amen. One of the best gifts God has given to man is the ability to dream. Your dream life is your spiritual monitor. Your dream life tells you what is going on in your life in the spirit realm. Your dream life shows you the kind of future you have. Your dream life is telling you some truths about yourself. God talks to people in their dreams because most of us live very noisy lives. And the only time we are quiet is when we are asleep. So God comes when you are quiet and you are asleep, and he gives you information. And the information can save your life if you are able to follow it. It is therefore a tragedy when you can stand up and say, I don't dream. By I don't dream, you are in double danger. Number one, any havoc the enemy has done, you won't know. Number two, any information God gives to you, you won't know. So it's double danger. So if you are here this evening and the enemy has removed your spiritual monitor, you don't even dream again. You need to pray hard. They are doing havoc behind you. And you need to say, ask the Lord to remove the veil so that you can see deep into what you should see. Let me share one or two experiences I've had with you as a minister. Some of this may sound very strange to some of us, but these are things that I saw with my eyes. There was this woman that came to our meeting with two different scan results. The first scan result taken at 6 months said there was a baby. The second scan result taken at 7 months said no baby. The same hospital. So the doctors were confused. And this went on and on like that until she carried this pregnancy for 2 years. Today, baby. Tomorrow, no baby. Today, baby. Tomorrow, no baby. And the doctors were confused. If I got to a stage, the chief medical director at the hospital told the nurses that anytime you see that woman coming, tell them, doctor is not at home. Doctor is not here. Because the man was, he'd never seen that kind of strange things before. So it was when this thing had gone on for 2 years that they brought this woman to one of our meetings. And we prayed for her. All of a sudden, while the praying was going on, she fell into labor. They rushed her to the hospital of one of her brothers who was a doctor. And when they got to the place, she began, as the labor progressed, all of a sudden, the first thing she delivered was a polythene bag. The kind of bag they give to you in the supermarket. That one came out, then the baby followed. Now the question is, how did that kind of thing get inside a human being? How come the medical equipment and all those things were not able to detect what was inside? That is the entity the Bible calls strangers. Strangers in closed places. And why do they want to stay in closed places? Because they don't want you to know that they are there. They know that if you are aware that they are there, either you call blood of Jesus, fire of God, you call something, you will keep fighting until they leave you alone. So they just hide, waiting for the day they will come out, and then they will carry out terrible agenda. Close your eyes, beloved. Close your eyes. Talk to the Lord quietly. That tonight, I must not go home the same. Talk to the Lord quietly in your heart. That no matter what happens, I must not go home the same. In Jesus' name we pray. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. I want you to keep those scriptures in mind as we go on. We were in somewhere in Nigeria called Port Harcourt. And there was this sister. Anytime she found somebody who wanted to marry her, some terrible pimples would cover her face. And the pimples would be so large and ugly. Within 1 week, the man would come back and say, "Ah, sorry, I didn't know that your face was going to be like this. You look to me like a monster." And that would be the end of the marriage. The brothers never used to come back. And this went on and on and on until we were in the deliverance service like this. All of a sudden, as the prayer was going on, there was a scream. There was a scream from somewhere. And we looked. It was his sister. She held something tight to her body. And she refused to let the thing go. We ran there and found that she was holding a live rat. As the prayers went on, that thing came out. She held tight to it. How can a live organism be living inside someone and you are not aware? The strangers shall fade away and they shall be afraid out of their close places. The Bible says, no man can enter into the house of a strong man and plunder his goods unless you first of all bind the strong man. Many of us are trying to plunder the goods of the strong man without binding him. And so while we are busy, he is busy giving us blows at the back. Because we didn't bind the strong man. Strangers. They brought a man to our meeting many years back. The man came to the meeting paralyzed. He couldn't walk. They checked him up at the hospital. The doctor said everything is okay. His blood pressure is okay. Everything is all right. His bones are okay, but he's not walking. All of a sudden, as prayer started, something began to shoot out of his head. He held tight to it and began to pull it out. By the time we say, "In Jesus' name we pray," and we said, "Amen," the man had pulled out something the size of a ruler, as tall as himself, from his own head. Immediately, he jumped up and began to dance. There was a stranger in his body. The x-rays, the scans, don't detect strangers. Just as there is no doctor who can give you an injection to cure fornication. There is no x-ray or scan that can detect a stranger that is in hiding. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. I've seen many strange things in my life. I don't want to be recounting them to you. But let me tell you that many of us are going around with strangers inside. And you don't know where the battle is coming from. Some, when they sleep, is terrible dreams. And you have prayed all kinds of prayers. "I bind you, I bind this, I bind that." But the terrible dreams continued. The simple answer is that the equipment playing the terrible dream is already inside. So that's why the outside prayers are not working. Many of us are looking for the enemies outside, whereas the enemy is already inside. I shared this testimony with you some time ago. Let me share it again. We were at a meeting like this one night, and we were praying one of the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry popular prayers. The prayer was this: "Every owner of evil load, carry your load." Very popular prayer. Why do we pray like that? Because the Bible says, "His yoke is easy and his burden is light. So if the Bible says his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and you're carrying a yoke that does not belong to you, it must belong to someone else from somewhere. So it has to go back. And the reason we pray back to the sender is because you didn't manufacture the infirmity, you didn't manufacture the problem, so you should go back to where it came from. It's not your own. So why do you want to keep it? Amen. So we started the prayer. When this sister was in the meeting, at the age of 39, she had never seen a menstruation. Never. So when she had the prayer, she went to the back and started praying. She prayed until the blouse and the skirt were sweating. As the prayers were going on, God opened her eyes. All this time we were praying, but she was seeing something else. God opened her eyes, and before her stood a tall angel in white attire. And there was this dark little creature standing there too. And there was this load standing at this load was at the center. And the angel looked at this creature. And the angel said, "Carry your load." And the creature looked at the angel and said, "No." That's why prayers have to be aggressive. He said, "No, I won't carry it." And the angel looked at the creature again and said, "I said, carry your load." The creature said, "I can't carry it because I'm dead." At that level, the angel got mad with anger, and the eyes changed to red. The eyes turned red like fire. And the angel now said, "Look, I am going to say this thing a third time. And I do not intend to repeat after that third time. And I did not ask whether you are dead or alive. I said, carry your load." Then reluctantly, sluggishly, the creature picked up the load and began to walk away. As this creature walked away, we said, "In Jesus' name we pray. Amen." Blood was already trickling down the leg of that sister at the back. So all this while she was going around, she did not know that she was carrying a load. The devil is wickedly wicked and badly bad. The devil is not friendly with anybody. The devil has no mercy. Compassion is not in their dictionary. And if he has an opportunity to destroy, they do it without remnant. So this is why you can't afford to play a joke with your spiritual life. In our experiences at deliverance, people have vomited so many things. I've seen a padlock being vomited. I've seen all kinds of things being vomited. I've seen all kinds of terrible things being vomited. When there's a stranger inside your life and you don't deal with that stranger, many things go wrong. The key element of deliverance is to identify what the Bible calls closed places, the hidden structures, the one the enemy is hiding inside. Many of us need to cry to the Lord and pull down strongholds that are already established in our lives. If you don't pull down the strongholds, the strangers are inside the strongholds and they always come out to do evil. I'm telling you the truth from the bottom of my heart, and I'm speaking to you as the pastor of the largest single church in Africa, that there are so many clever hidden spirits that goes about with people. You want to go to the university, it won't prevent you from getting a degree. You want to marry, no problem, you can go and marry. You want to do this, you want to do that, they will go along with you until one day when you are approaching your prosperity realm, all of a sudden they come out. One came out like that many years ago. Unfortunately for me at that time, I didn't have knowledge. If it was now, I knew what to do. I didn't know what to do at that time. We were so foolish in our church in those days. There was a wedding ceremony, and the pastor got there and said, "Beloved, We are gathered here today to join these two in holy matrimony. You know the professional voice, which is a holy estate. And the thing went on and on until he said, will you take this man as your wedded husband? To love, to cherish, this, that, till death do you part. And the sister said, no! I will not. The pastor, who is an old man, adjusted his suit. he read the thing again. Maybe she didn't hear properly. will you take? Said, I said no. The man was begging, please say yes. say yes. No. Nobody knew that at that time she was seeing certain things which all of us did not see. We were all blind bats. She was seeing something. There was something in her life that was supposed to manifest that day, and it came out. If it was now, we just say, everybody close your eyes. Pastor, take this woman to somewhere. And then by the time we call the fire of God upon her head, we'll return her to the altar. So now, are you ready to say yes? it is now. But in those days, we didn't know what to do, so everybody was just crying. The family people were rolling on the floor. What a tragedy is this one. So the key element of deliverance is those close structures. You said the strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. When he says they shall be afraid, for a power to be afraid, a greater power has to walk in. When a greater power walks in, then they flee. Herein lies the problem. It says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and opens, I will come in. When he's knocking and you do not open, the strangers remain in place. I want you to understand this one. It's a terrible, bad, wicked spirits that are going about with people all over the place. The issue of spirit husband has gotten so bad now that even some sisters, without sleeping, they're wide awake. Something is sleeping with them. They're wide awake. They're not sleeping. Something is sleeping with them right there where they are. That kind of spirit husband is no longer outside. It's already inside. So you now need to get it out. If you don't get it out, they will establish their stay and decay will follow. Many wonder what's happened to Christianity. People do all kinds of strange things, and you wonder, and you claim to be born again, and you are behaving like this. There is a stranger in his life. You call yourself a pastor, and you could do, how can you, a pastor, you did this kind of thing? There is a stranger already in his life. How can you backslide into this kind of terrible thing? Stranger in his life. A person comes to a powerful prayer meeting, and after everything, immediately he walks about a few meters away from the ground. A stranger in that life. Somebody threatens, say, today I'm going to hold a night vigil. I will pray from 12 to 3. It started at 12 o'clock. Praising the Lord always. After some time, I know what I will do. I'll be walking about. So he was walking about. After some time, he leaned on the wall. Slips off. After some time, I said, no. I will kneel down. He knelt down, then put the pillow on the chest. Of course, by the time he opens his eyes, his son is already out. So there is something inside that life that does not want to pray. A lot of people will carry their Bible. Immediately they take the Bible and begin to read, they fall asleep. So the Bible has become a sleeping tablet. So there is something inside that doesn't want to read this book. And if you joke with it, it will be a disaster. If you take this issue casually, you become a casualty. It's not something to take casually at all. That's why the Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Life itself is full of problems. But problems in life would have been less if not for these hidden strangers who hide inside and they torment men and women. Hidden strangers who do all kinds of terrible things. Internal strongholds pulling people down. Internal strongholds causing all kinds of trouble. Internal strongholds where the strangers are hiding coolly and calmly and doing quiet havoc. Like I said before, many of us are looking for the enemies outside, whereas the enemy has already entered. So, and you need to get out that enemy. Some people, any day they pray very hard. I pray this, I bind this, I bind that. Anytime they pray very hard, that night will be their worst night. Why? The stranger is inside. Stranger is inside. And that stranger had to be dislodged. I pray that any stranger in anyone's life here this evening shall be dismantled and disgraced in the name of Jesus. They shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. They shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. So what I'm saying is that the most stubborn enemies are the internal ones. The ones that are hiding. The external one, oh, you could deal with that quite easily. But when it has already entered, as a problem. A serious problem. When somebody is having a dream that somebody gave you an injection in your dream and he has injected something into your body, that thing that is injected, if you don't get it out, it will be circulating in your system. The stranger, it has to go. The strangers shall fade away and they shall be afraid out of their closed places. Why is it that many good things do not last in many lives? It's because of the strangers. Why is it that the ability to maintain permanent victory is so difficult for some people? The strangers. Why is it that some people make money? They know they make quite a lot of money, but they don't know what happens to the money. Strangers. Why is it that we find cases of people who they work in one place for 3 weeks, they fire them. Work in another place for 1 month, they fire them. Work in another place for 3 months, they fire them. Keep firing the person all over the place. That's a stranger. Why is the warfare so hard on some people? And they are crying out, oh Lord, why is my warfare so strong? It's a stranger. Why is it that some people need to fight very hard before they can achieve any little success? They fight hard and hard. The strangers. When I was doing my PhD, I used to have a friend from Zimbabwe. He would say, good morning. He would say, good morning. He said, how do you do? He would say, the struggle continues until victory or defeat or both. And I kept pondering all the, anytime you greeted him, say, how are you, sir? Say, the struggle continues until victory or defeat or both. He kept saying these things until defeat began to stare him in the face. When a person talks 200 words per minute, no break, no jam, as a stranger. It's a stranger inside. And until you kill that stranger, it may kill you. That's why I say, don't take tonight's issue casually. You become a casualty. Why is it that many people are walking below their capacity? It's the strangers. What went wrong with Moses that he didn't enter the promised land? The strangers. There was a stranger in the life of Moses. That stranger is called anger. The stranger was just hiding there, waiting for the day it will strike. In spite of the fact that Moses used to go to the presence of God every day and used to talk to God face to face, his anger did not go. Until one day, the anger put him in trouble. And God said, you will not enter the promised land. I was one sister. She had 12 marriage proposals and she lost each and every one. So her mother was very concerned, kept taking her from place to place. You take this place, that place. They kept circulating her until they brought her for deliverance. Then the Lord said, "Why? Ask her what happened to the first boyfriend." Says, "My sister, what happened to your first boyfriend?" Say, "Oh, that one misbehaved. I gave him a blow on the face and his right hand went blind." So what happened? Say, "He ran away." "What happened to the second one?" Say, "That one, that one is not serious. I kicked that one in the tummy." "Third one, that one is not serious. I gave his mother serious beating." The strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Why is it that the beneficial potentials of so many people have been buried in the cemetery? It's the strangers. I want you to understand this very well. The strangers, so the Bible said, they shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. One of our olden days father in the Lord, he lived during the early 30s. He was praying for a man. He prayed for this man for 7 days. Those fathers in the Lord were very kind people. If they know that you have a problem, they will take you, put you somewhere, and put you into fasting. They too will start fasting. Both of you will be fasting, and he will be praying for you. So he put this man somewhere, 7 days, no food, no water, no drink. He was praying for this man. After 7 days of prayer, he wanted to break his fast. As he put his foot down, and he was praying to break his fast, the Lord said, "Son, you want to eat? Look at the man you have been praying for." And God opened the internal structure of that man. And there was a king on the throne. And the Lord said, "Son, all your 7 days dry fast. I just removed the servants. The king is still there. Do you want to break the fast or you want to continue?" So here was a fellow going about with an evil king reigning in his life. Those are the strangers. They will hide. I want you to understand, beloved, there is no vacuum in nature. Somebody has to be in charge of something. Something must use you. Whether it's God, yourself, or the devil, but something must use you. Yes, so it's left for you to decide. No vacuum in nature. Somebody has to be in charge. God will not permit a vacuum. The devil too will not permit a vacuum. I want you to understand this very well. Now the next question we need to answer is, in this place is this. What do we mean by strangers? What are they? Number one, strangers are bad spirits. Wicked spirits. Number two, strangers are evil deposits. The enemy can deposit something to somebody's life and the thing could be there for years. Evil deposits. It's just like some people who go through surgical operation and the doctor forgot the needle inside. Evil deposits. Number three, sicknesses. Number four, satanic padlocks can be inside a person. Number five, evil marks can be inside a person, a mark of Satan. Number six, satanic animals can be inside a person. And this, a person is moving about, but there's an animal inside the person, causing trouble for the person. Sometimes if you pray really hard, you may see these things in your dream. But these are strangers. Number seven, evil food. Anyone who dreams regularly of eating and eating and eating, you have a stranger in your body. The Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. This is a book here now, the holy book, the Bible. This pulpit is a material. It is appearing here physically. There are some powers that can cause physical things to dematerialize. And then they take it inside somebody and then materialize it again. They take it out, dematerialize it, put it inside, materialize it. So the person will be going about with all kinds of structures inside the person. Are you following what I'm saying? Many years back, somebody gave me a giant cake for my birthday. I collected the cake. I was very happy. But all of a sudden, I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit say, "Son, don't eat this cake. Go and keep it." So I kept the cake in the freezer. And I didn't go there till 3 months. By the third month, when I got to the cake, I didn't find the cake there. What I found, there was a piece of wood. If I'd eaten that cake, I would not be here today. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Another stranger that can enter into somebody's blood, that can enter into somebody's body, is what we call evil blood. Can inject evil blood into the person. And once they are there, you don't get them out, they will invite evil visitors to you. A lot of people wonder, why am I receiving visitation? Why are they scaring me? It's because of the strangers. He's inviting them. Say, come, 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 we are here. Come, we are here. It will, if you don't get rid of them, they magnetize bad aura around you. If you don't get rid of them, they divert good things away from you. If you don't get rid of them, they cause you to make unpardonable mistakes. And you will know, you sit down and think, how could I have made this kind of error? How could I? It's not possible. How could I have made this kind of mistake? If you don't get rid of them, they generate internal strife. You just find yourself fighting yourself inside. Sometimes they will even tell you there is no God. The internal strangers. They will cause internal division if you don't deal with them. But the worst thing they do is they create ladders for attacks. They create ladders for attacks. They are the agents of sudden death. Somebody is alive now, no problem. All of a sudden, you wake up next morning, you hear that he's dead. We were in our lecture room many years ago when I was getting my first degree. There was this professor who was teaching us chemistry. He had 6 girls. So that day, as he was teaching, they brought him news that his wife had just delivered a baby boy. The professor jumped up in joy. By the time he would land, he was dead. Strangers. These strangers, they communicate with external enemies. That's why if you start a business and you have a stranger in your life and you have not dealt with that stranger, all the staff you will employ will be thieves. Negative people who will put the business in trouble. The kind of people you will attract to that kind of business. These strangers are also the internal spies. They take your information and distribute it to others. So people know what's going on in the person's life. They have very terrible spirits. They know your history. They know your geography. They know where you are going. They spread it around. That's why when I ask you to pray today, don't pray like a gentleman. Because you can't handle them gently. You have to handle them violently. Some of these strangers too, they specialize. Some may stay in the head. Some may stay in the heart. Some may stay in the womb, the intestine, in the kidney. They specialize. They can stay in a particular place and harass the person. The Bible says, the strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. These strangers are also smugglers. They smuggle good things out of a person's life and transfer. They are smugglers. They are internal termites. They will eat the person away. They will eat the person away. They eat the person away. If you don't deal with them, they will do terrible things unto the person. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. But thank God, the Bible calls them illegal occupants. If you don't want them to stay, just tell them, sorry, no vacancy here. You have to go. And as far as you insist that they must go, they have no option but to obey you, like the scripture says. If you are still following me, shout a loud hallelujah. Shout even a louder hallelujah. Bow down your heads again. Thank the Lord. I will not go home the same today. I will not go home the same. Talk to the Lord yourself. I will not go home the same. I will not go home the way I came. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen very carefully. To everything that God has created, there is a satanic counterfeit. We talk about anointing now. There is positive anointing. There is negative anointing. Once a stranger is inside a person, the person will come under the influence of negative anointing. And it's that negative anointing that causes all kinds of trouble. So I want you to listen carefully so you know how to deal with your own situation here tonight before you go. There is something called anointing of anger. And this, as the person gets angry, the body will begin to shake. Some people, when they get angry, they begin to stammer. They get violent. And yet, the same person who is getting violent now, who is getting angry now, very soon, Makasaka Shaka Papa Kapa Bala Bala Kata Tata, thou art worthy. There is a stranger in the house that has to leave. One of the most horrible facts you can learn in the Bible is that there can be two spirits operating on a man, one negative, one positive. You can learn that in the Bible. Saul was prophesying, but was tearing himself into pieces. He was naked and was still prophesying. So one spirit was making Paul naked. Another one was prophesying. Two on a man. I want you to understand that fact. That a negative spirit and a positive spirit can sometimes coexist in a person's life. That's why you need to deal with the strangers terribly today. There is anointing of sexual perversion. At the moment when this anointing comes upon a person, he or she becomes senseless. He will not remember that this one is not something I should do. He will not remember that this is very bad. He will not think about the implication of that sexual perversion. Many sisters and brothers are suffering today because of some casual sex they had somewhere. And the enemy has planted materials into their body. They're not struggling to get out of it. There's anointing of evil speech. Somebody talks and talks and talks, all kinds of bad language, dirty jokes, ungodly things. The person will be saying it. There's anointing of depression. Somebody is happy today, rejoicing in the Lord. Tomorrow, it goes down. There is anointing of sickness. And is any small problem, they fall sick.
Immediately they become healthy, they fall sick again. There is anointing of evil sleep. Some sleep and sleep and sleep. And let me tell you the truth, if you are the kind of person who will sleep and the alarm clock is not strong enough to wake you up, then you need to pray. You need to pray. Somebody was boasting that he slept for 15 hours. I said, you slept for 15 hours? Something is wrong. There is anointing of gluttony. Some people can eat anything at any time to any level, and they can't say, I'm all right, as far as the food is available. There is anointing of addiction. Addicted to alcohol, addicted to all kinds of things. All these are things sponsored by the strangers. Tonight is a night when we must deal with these strangers wherever they are hiding. The power of God will move, and these strangers will have no option but to go. So don't pamper yourself here tonight. It's not a night to pamper. Don't pamper yourself. That the stranger just have to go and get out of their close spaces. Before we start praying, let me share this with you. I think I shared this with our brethren in Chicago. I was in a place called Paris. And after our Sunday service, some African women came to me and said, Dr. Lukoya, we would like you to help us to go and pray for somebody at night. And I said, no problem. By 11 o'clock, they got to me and collected me, and we started going to the place. We went to a place a bit outside Paris, a tall building, 15-story building. When we got to the place, the sister who brought me there said, Dr. Lukoya, before we enter the lift, let us pray. And she prayed like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the life of your son, Dr. Lukoya. As we are taking him to this place, I pray that what happened to the last pastor we brought here will not happen to him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I said, where are we going? So you will know when we get there. Eventually, we got there, met this beautiful woman sitting down, looking at the roof, not talking to anybody, not looking at us, but her face was swollen. Somebody has been beating her up. And I asked the husband, what's the matter? The husband said, at 12 midnight, she runs mad. And she throws things about. And as she's thrown down the television set, she's thrown down the fridge, she's caused a lot of havoc. The husband said immediately she gets violent. The only thing he could do is to weaken her by giving her blows. So the blows, the swollen face, were due to the blows dealt on her by her husband. So I went to this woman who was sitting on the floor. I said, my sister, say I love Jesus. She did not answer. Okay? And I said, okay, say I plead the blood of Jesus. At that moment, she now looked at me and said, no. Point of correction. We don't plead the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle it. I said, okay. Say I sprinkle the blood of Jesus. No answer. I didn't know that it was already going to 12 o'clock. All of a sudden, she jumped up and held to the throat, held the neck and was squeezing the throat of the woman who was praying for me downstairs. We tried to drag her away from this woman. Myself and the husband did not succeed. She became as strong as 10 men. And right before our eyes, that woman was dying because the eyes were already turning. I said, what kind of problem is this one now? So I quickly ran to a corner. I said, Father, I'm in trouble here. What do I do now? And I heard clearly the voice of the Holy Spirit. Say, son, bind the spirit of Olumba Olumba. Don't worry about that name if you don't know what it means. I first of all argued. I said, but this is France. Olumba Olumba is not here. And the Holy Spirit said, you are arguing. All right. So I had to do some fast praying and thinking because I knew that once you finish with the woman who brought me, and I was the next target. Amen. But immediately I said, I bind that spirit that I mentioned. She just calmed down and looked at me and said, what are you doing here? Who brought you to our flat? And she saw the woman on the floor and said, who is this woman? She was the one strangulating her. Who is this one? What's she doing here? There was a stranger in that life. And the stranger was already doing havoc until that stranger is challenged. I want you to challenge those strangers today with the blood of Jesus, with the fire of God. You say, what do I do tonight? If I have the feeling that there is a stranger harassing my life, the first thing to do is to repent from all known sin. Repentance from every known sin. Any sin that is left in your life will give the strangers room to operate. That's the first thing. Please, what's the first step? Every sin, whether it's small or big, repent. If not, the strangers will get stronger. And they may even kill the person. The stranger is the agent of untimely death. Repent from every known sin. If there is anger in your life, let the anger go. If there is bitterness in your heart, let the bitterness go. If somebody has offended you, walk up to the person and say, this is what you did. I don't like it. You may be surprised that the person may not know you are even offended. Repent from every known sin. You drink, you smoke, you better drop it. Those are materials of hellfire. Drop it. Every sex outside marriage, you are just putting yourself in a coffin, a casket. You are dying before you are even buried. You have to repent from every known sin. Any sin you are living in encourages the stranger in you to get stronger. Get stronger. Perhaps you have hidden alcohol in your fridge and you put the alcohol in the corner of the fridge and you put bread and milk to cover it up. You better bring it out and throw it away. Because it will only encourage the stranger to get stronger. Number two, hate the strangers with perfect hatred. The psalmist says, I hate them that hate the Lord. I hate them with perfect hatred. Hate them with perfect hatred. Number three, curse them in the name of the Lord. The Bible gives you a right to curse anything you don't want in your life. Curse them in the name of the Lord. Every unprofitable tree, curse it in the name of the Lord. The fourth thing you should do is to pray uprooting prayers. Pray uprooting prayers. The Bible says, every tree that the Father does not plant shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. You pray uprooting prayers. And then the last thing you should do is to pray barricading prayers. By barricading prayers, that is, you barricade your life so that they no longer come inside. When the strangers are not dealt with, the person becomes a casualty. The kind of prayer I want you to pray tonight is the blind Bartimaeus kind of prayer. The prayer of enough is enough. I don't want to die in blindness. He cried to the Lord, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Woman said, shut up, keep quiet. He's not looking for people like you. Die in your blindness. The Bible says the man cried even more until his cry stopped Jesus. And Jesus could no longer move. When you cry from the bottom of your heart, your cry will put a brake on Jesus. And Jesus will stop and say, okay, what do you want? It's amazing that in spite of all the crowd surrounding Jesus, we didn't read about anybody receiving a miracle on that road, apart from this blind man who ran mad temporarily by saying, you must have mercy on me. And Jesus healed the man. And it was a good thing blind Bartimaeus cried out that night, because Jesus never passed through that place again. He was on his way to die. If he had kept quiet, he would have died a blind man. Don't die blind. Don't allow strangers to be doing what they want in your life. As soon as they hear of me, the Bible says, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Don't pray like a gentleman here today. Don't pray ice cream prayers. Pray with high violence and holy concentration. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I shared this some time ago. There was a farm. And in that farm, the farmer went out one day and bought a trap. When the farmer brought a trap to the farm, Mr. Rat was very unhappy because he knew the trap was for him. So Mr. Trap went to Mr. Chicken to complain that the farmer has bought a trap. Chicken said, well, if you bought a trap, what was my business? Come on, get away. The rat went to Mr. Pig, who was also in the farm, to complain, Mr. Pig, the farmer bought a trap. Pig said, well, next time try and grow bigger. Then the rat went to Mr. Cow. He said, Mr. Cow, the farmer just bought a trap. Mr. Cow said, I will be praying for you. So all of them took the issue of the trap casually. They didn't think it was a serious threat to them. So the farmer set the trap. So on the first night of setting the trap caught something. There was a snap from the trap. So it was the farmer's wife that ran out to see what the trap had caught. Unfortunately, there was no light. The trap had caught a snake. Because it was dark, and the farmer's wife was trying to use her hand to find out what it had caught, she didn't know she was putting her hand in the mouth of a serpent, and the serpent began to bite her hand. Immediately, the farmer's wife fell sick. They rushed her to the hospital. In those days, when somebody is bitten by a snake, the first aid they give to you is chicken soup. So they got home from the hospital, and the first casualty was Mr. Chicken. Because they used the chicken to prepare chicken soup for the farmer's wife. People started coming to the house to greet the farmer's wife, who was very ill. And because there were many visitors coming, they slaughtered Mr. Pig to serve food to the visitors. Unfortunately, the farmer's wife died. And many people came for the burial and the waykeeping, so they slaughtered Mr. Cow. So eventually, at the end of the day, those who took the issue of the trap casually became casualties. Don't become a casualty of spiritual warfare. Rise up on your feet, beloved. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. It's those close places we want to start addressing now. All eyes closed. And let there be silence. If you are here this evening and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now, so that you don't go home from here with any stranger hiding anywhere. If you are here, you say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I too want to be a person who will be free from the rage of the strangers. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, please just raise up your right hand so that I can see it. God bless you. You want to surrender your life to Jesus today. You have not done so before. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand so that I can see it. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be shy. This is an opportunity. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Just raise up your right hand. God bless you. Those of you raising up your right hand, take a bold step of faith and come quickly out of your seat to me at the front here so that I can pray with you before we go on. Oh, the blood of Jesus. At the front, I congratulate you. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Lord, I thank you for these, your children. Let your hand be upon them for good. Lay your hands upon them. The decision they have taken today, make it permanent in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Just open your eyes and follow this brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. All eyes closed. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there anyone here this evening who enjoys affliction? No. So we all agree that affliction is an enemy.
Yes.
Okay. If affliction is not an enemy, the Bible will not say affliction shall not rise again a second time. The first area we are going to direct our prayer seriously here this evening is against the power of affliction. Many have been afflicted day and night due to strangers that are hiding within. Many are suffering silently, quietly. They can't talk to anybody because of strangers within. Many are afraid of telling others what they are going through because people will think that they are very strange people. Why are you going through this kind of thing? You will raise up your voices like fire and like thunder. I want you to pray the way you have never prayed before. And then concentrate. Don't allow your heart to wander around. Say this after me, loud and clear. Strangers of darkness.
Strangers of darkness.
In my body.
In my body.
Can you say it loud and clear?
Strangers of darkness. In my body.
Receive the fire of God. What we're doing now is to challenge them. Yes. Strangers shall fade away and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Can I hear everybody saying it again? In my body. Can you say it again loud and clear? Shout it at the top of your voice. Shout is louder than that. Open your mouth and spray loud and clear.
challenge them in the name of the Lord.